Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Nicola Reese Taggart welcoming you to my Blending the Best of Both Worlds show. I am dedicated to helping business professionals, owners, and leaders who are also parents recreate the idea of having it all, so that they can experience both a satisfying and successful professional life and a fun and fulfilling personal life with the time and energy to actually enjoy what they have. Doesn't that sound great? So today I want to talk about the idea of leaning in. And as you probably know, Sheryl Sandberg, the CEO of Facebook, coined this phrase with her book that came out in 2013. There has been much discussion and debate over the book. Some loved it, some hated it, others had mixed feelings. I've got the book sitting here that I've read off and on in bits and pieces, haven't fully gotten all the way through. And the reason it's gotten so much attention is because the topic of work-life balance and the idea of having it all is a hot topic. Everyone's striving for it, but few actually feel like they're achieving it. So today, I want to talk about the idea of looking within before you lean in. And where this really comes from is the idea of redefining success and balance from the inside out instead of from the outside in. So one thing I know for sure is that many, many professionals and business owners are feeling overwhelmed and exhausted by the attempt to be successful within their careers while at the same time trying to be the type of parent and spouse or partner that they want to be. And for many women and men that I've talked to or I've coached, the idea of leaning in, as they feel like it's described by many, is just, it just adds another layer of work and energy that they just don't feel that they have or that they want to give. I know when I started my professional career, I jumped full in, you know, in my 20s, newly out of college, and I gave 110% to my career. And the definition of success for me at that stage of my life meant many things, but really, for most part, the way I was defining it was from a very outside perspective. And that worked for a certain period of my life. But as I moved along in my career, and especially as I had other things that were important to me, I realized that the definition that I was living by was not sustainable, especially if I wanted to have a successful relationship and if I wanted to be the type of parent that I felt at the time that I wanted to be. But as I left my first career and I started my own business, I took my definition, my old definition of success with me into starting a business. And not long after I started my business, I found out that I was pregnant. And little did I know that when you become pregnant, you don't have 9 months to prepare for it, to wait to be all consumed by it. As a woman, especially, the moment you find out you're pregnant, it's almost all-consuming right away. It's on your mind all the time. You may have physical things that remind you. I know I was sick for the first 3 months, really, really sick. And you're thinking about what you're eating and what you're doing to your body, and you're hoping everything's okay. And so you're really preoccupied in a lot of ways from the moment that you find out that you're pregnant. And one of the things that I realized was that my definition of success was based on working for somebody else and was based on these external factors. So for me, it was, do I have a line of people outside my office when I walk in the door that need to talk to me? Do I have lots of phone calls that are awaiting my response, lots of emails I need to get to? Am I traveling around and going to important meetings, meeting with important people? Am I, you know, in at the meetings with the executives and the people at the top? So there are a lot of things in my mind that equaled success. And then I started this business, And I brought those with me. And once I found out I was pregnant and my energy wasn't the same, and I started to think about how do I want to build this so that when I do have a baby, I'm able to take the time that I want to make the transition, I realized as long as I kept holding on to that outward definition of success, I was constantly feeling like I was failing it. And that was the first moment for me in which I realized that I had to turn this idea of success sort of on its head, and that I had an opportunity to redefine success and balance from a more inward perspective. And little did I know that being self-employed and being my own boss and becoming a mom were going to be the most the greatest self-discovery journeys, spiritual journeys of my life. And what I have learned is that the more that I embrace the self-discovery and growth throughout the process and the journey, the more clear I am as to what it is I'm trying to create here and why it's important to me. And so along the way, I've had to keep adjusting that definition of success and that definition of balance for myself. So what I wanted to have you think about today is that if leaning in, if going for the next level up, if going for the raise, if going for more responsibility and taking on more projects, if continuing to lean in and have a seat at the table and raise your hand, if your reason for doing those things is because there's something within you, there's a drive within you, there's joy, there's satisfaction, that feels good for you to do, then go for it. But if it doesn't, if you're doing it because you feel like you should, because there's a definition of success that you're holding on to by society, by your parents, by your friends and your colleagues, if you're focusing on that because that's what you think you should be doing, but there's something in you that is not feeling aligned to that, then I really want to encourage you to take a step back and really look within first and look into what is it that you want in your life? What are your priorities? What is your purpose for moving up and moving on and leaning in and taking on more responsibilities? I meet especially women over and over and over again that their drive to take on more and do more comes from, I'm going to just say it, a somewhat unhealthy place. That they are, and this isn't just for women, but because I work so much with women, I see it over and over again, where the overachieving, the high achieving, the being the best in every area of their life, the drive behind that is coming from a place of fear. And the fear ends up looking like perfectionism. It ends up looking like over-controlling. It ends up looking like really high expectations of themselves and of others. And all of that is just masking the fear. And so when I've talked with women and I've worked with women and we start to uncover where is that fear coming from and who do they really want to show up as and how do they want to be remembered and how do they want to look back on their life and have experienced their life, and they really start to come at it from a place of who am I, what do I want to be, where do I want to go, that their choices to lean in or not lean in or take a step up or take a step down or dial it up or dial it down comes from a much healthier place. It comes from a place of being more centered and balanced. It is easy. In fact, I think it's easier in a lot of ways to keep pushing for the next step up, the next level, the next pay raise, the next client. We are consumed with the constant need to achieve more and be more and do more. And that all feels great when it's in alignment with what you really want in life and who you want to be. That does not feel so great when it's driven from a place of either default because it's just what you thought you needed to do, or it's driven from a place of fear. Fear of not being enough, not doing enough, not achieving enough. So that it's easy to keep pushing because we all get rewarded for that from ourselves, from the people around us. It's what society tells us we're supposed to do. It's what the comparison part comes up when, you know, we're talking with friends, we're talking with colleagues. So that's easy to do. What isn't so easy to do is to take the time to embrace self-discovery and growth. In fact, I find that feels scarier for people to do than to keep shooting for achieving more. Because you have to be able to be vulnerable. You have to be willing to look at your, for lack of a better word, you have to look at your own shit. You have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to uncover what's holding you back or what's getting in your way or what may be driving you in maybe an unhealthy way. So how do you do this? You know, how do you look within? First, I'm going to say it requires you to be courageous, to say, I'm going to actually take some pause in my life, throughout my life, to check in with myself and really make sure that I am learning more about myself as I go along, and I'm embracing that with that self-discovery and with that growth will result in a greater sense of satisfaction and success in all areas of my life. So how do you do it? It requires you to slow down. Maybe not all the time, but it requires you to at least slow down, and I would encourage you to slow down, taking time to slow down on a daily basis. It requires you to be really mindful, to take some time to meditate and quiet your mind and quiet your body, to journal, to let come out and write about, you know, all this stuff that's within you that you may be just submerging, is that the right word? Work with a coach, with a mentor, work with somebody or get involved in a program that helps you get really clear on what is important to you, what are your values, what are your priorities, how do you want to look back on and remember your life, how do you want to be remembered by others, how do you want to live, and who do you want to be, not just what do you want to be and what do you want to do, but who do you want to be, that you take some time to do that inner work. So I just want to, I want to leave you with the idea of really embracing your own self-discovery and growth as the basis for your overall life success. The more you learn about yourself, the more you stretch yourself, you peel the layers, you love yourself and express yourself, the more clear you will be about who you are, what you really want out of life, and who you want to be and what's most important to you. And from that place, if and when you choose to lean in, you will be doing so from a much different place, a place that comes from the inside out. So to learn the 7 secret ingredients to blending the best of both worlds, go to my website, nicolataggart.com, for a free access to my webinar on a fresh approach to work-life balance. Until next time, to your sanity and success, this is Nicola Reese Taggart.